Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to 2019. This is my official first podcast that I am recording in the new year. And oh my gosh, I hope that you are enjoying these first couple of days, just really soaking in and basking in the, you know, the energy vortex of the new year. There is something so powerful when literally everybody in the world, that there's just like this collective universal energy that is all in a higher vibe, in a higher frequency. You know, so many people are excited at this time of year and available for kind of what's the next step for me and what does this year bring? And for, you know, each one of us to really tap into that and tune into that and ride that wave really can support your momentum and can support your own energy during this time. So do you notice that like people are just in a good mood? Like, I don't know, I've been like walking a lot recently and people are just more friendly and people are saying hello. And I did a sunset walk the other day and then I've been at the marina because Harrison's been taking tennis lessons over winter break. And like people are just nice right now. And it's really, I know that some of you that don't live on the East Coast or the West Coast, like that's how you live every day. But, you know, people aren't just like super friendly in Los Angeles. And so it's just been really, really lovely to just feel that energy. And I wanted to share today kind of what I've been doing and the processes that I've been going through to support myself during this time to get clear. So I've shared in a few places, but I haven't shared here on the podcast yet, that this year feels really different for me. I typically kind of start planning in December and start looking at the year ahead in December, which is totally fine. And if that's you, all good. And yet this year just felt really different for me. I was just very, very, very present in December with kind of what was on my plate. And frankly, there was just so much on my plate between starting the Thrive launch and wrapping up some projects. And I filmed a video series and it just, I did an event with Amy Tangerine and like, there just was so many moving parts going that I don't think I had the capability of really looking forward, which did serve me in December. And yet as you know, the new year approached, just a few days before the new year, I was like, wow, I really haven't kind of had a chance to wrap my head around what this year is about for me. Obviously, like I have an idea. I know, you know, the direction that I'm going. I obviously know what's happening in the first quarter, given that I'm launching Thrive currently. But there just was this like presence that was really quite delightful, to be honest. And I'm still sitting in that. The days kind of have been getting a little bit busier and busier every day that goes past, just with things going on with my team and Harrison just being home. He goes back to school on the 8th. So that's coming right around the corner, thank God. But I asked my team, like, let's just all work from home. I don't want you guys to come in. We were going to have a big team meeting on January 2nd. And I said, you know, let's not do that because I just want to sit in this energy field, this vortex for as long as I can and just explore, just get really curious about what this year is about for me and us as a business. And so, you know, the questions that I have been asking are, what would the most magical 2019 look like? How do I really desire to spend my time, both professionally and personally? I've also been asking, what would the most joyful way to connect with my community be? Like, what just really lights me up? I, you know, maybe ironically, or it feels ironic to say to me because 2 years ago, I was just terrified of this, but I actually really, really, really enjoy going live, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever. It's like, I love just pushing live, connecting with my community, you know, having that interaction back and forth. And it's just something that I've come to really, really like. And so, you know, one of my questions is, okay, I know that that's something I enjoy. I know that it's something that works. Like people, you know, I get feedback from it. People enjoy it as well. How can I continue growing that community? How do I be more consistent? Do I need to set a time? You know, it's, I'm not somebody that loves to live by a go live every, you know, morning at 9 a.m. or et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, these are just questions that I'm asking myself. And I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to ask yourself, what would the most up-leveled, high vibe, just glorious, just really what amazing 2019, like what would that look like? And then just allow yourself to start doodling. And, you know, and when whatever form, maybe for some of you, it is like literally doodling, like drawing pictures or drawing sunshines or whatever. And for some of you, it's going to just be writing different words and they could be complete sentences, but they don't have to be. And just really allow that creative juice to start flowing and to start getting that down on paper. And one of the things that I'm taking a stand for at the moment is that you don't need to decide right here and now. So I will be talking about that in, you know, in the upcoming episodes. That, okay, guys, it's time to make a decision. It's time to get super clear. It's time to, you know, put that down on paper and like take massive action. And right now, it's not quite that time yet. So I just am going to encourage all of you to be in the wonder, be in the, what is this year about? Like there's no need to like force anything at the moment and just start jotting it all down. So I have been in the inquiry for about 3 days now. And just this morning, actually, like was the first day last night, actually, I wrote down in my journal at the top of the page, I wrote down like 2019, like I was starting to get ready to make some decisions. And like my pen just wouldn't go any further than that. I was just like, it just stopped. And I was like, okay. And I was really tired. It was like 10 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like put this down and I'm just going to put this down and go to bed. And I kept my journal next to my bed. And this morning I woke up, I did my meditation. And then I pulled up my journal and like all of a sudden, just everything underneath 2019 just started to flow. Again, these are not things that I'm like setting in stone. I'm not committing to them yet, but like, you know, they were clear kind of tangible things like, you know, this is how much money I think I desire that I want to make. The podcast is something that I really, really, really want to focus on in 2019. I desire to, you know, Kenny and I have been talking about renting a home in Del Mar, San Diego for a month and working from there. And he probably would take the month off, but I actually don't have a desire to take a month off at this point in my business. I love what I do. And so I'm grateful that I don't have to be in one place all the time. So, you know, one of my desires is renting a home in Del Mar one month of the summer. So I'm just kind of like starting to let these things flow. And I have also just been in real inquiry with what I desire in terms of a financial number. In years past, I'm just like, go for it. Like the bigger, the better. And just like, you know, this is the year. And again, nothing wrong with that. I totally get that energy. And that is actually very familiar for me. And yet it's just been really cool just to like sit with like what actually just feels really good. Like what just feels like pleasurable and that would just, you know, take care of my desires and not even take care, but like I have a real desire to expand. You guys know I'm all about empowering women to make the money that they desire and to go to their next level. And I'm asking myself, like, what does that look like in the most pleasurable way? And is this the year to take like massive, massive quantum leaps? Or is it the year to take, you know, one quantum leap and just really like revel in like how amazing that is? So, you know, I'm happy to share more of those details and I haven't made any decisions yet. So it's just been really nice. And I want you guys to do that as well. So here's the one piece that I think is really vital for you all to hear and for me to share with you. When you are doing this work, when are you sitting in the curiosity and the magic, if you will, of like this time? Side note, know that it's not going to last that long. Like this like energy vortex only happens for about 2 to 3 weeks in January. And then it just literally like poof, it like disappears. And then it's really up to you on a daily basis to recreate it. So right now it's actually pretty easy to tap into. You know, I'm sure you probably listen to other podcasts. Like there's like 2019 goal setting and there's workshops and there's like all of this like stuff out there. So it's a good go, like go tap into it. Go read your high vibe book. Like go start your, you know, this is gonna be the year that you start meditating and start your morning practice, whatever it is for you, like really ride this wave And just know that like in a couple weeks, like it's not that it has to get hard. It just has to be that you have to be even more conscious in those, in the next couple of weeks in order to continue this energy. So here is what I want you to know. While you're in this curiosity, it is so important for you to put yourself in a position of a new frequency, a higher frequency. And here's what I mean by this. Your current reality and your current life and circumstances and bank account and business and clients, it is a reflection of what you have, the energy and the vortex that you have been in up to this point. So you've been strumming along, you know, maybe you're brand new in business or you are, you know, you've been in it for a while, whatever it is. And like you have created your current reality based on the frequency, the beliefs, the mindset that you have had up until now. And so if you desire to change it in the future, you need to elevate your frequency and elevate your vibration and to start asking the questions, these questions that I'm giving to you. How do you desire to spend your time this year? What would be the most joyful way for you to connect with your community? What is the impact that you want to make? How much money do you desire? What would the most magical 2019 look like for you? You want to ask these questions from a higher frequency than you're currently in. So what does that mean in like real world speak? It means get into your body, up-level your mind, start allowing yourself to dream and think what's possible. So the way that I have been really doing this and tuning into this, you guys know I'm a big fan of meditation. I shared on InstaStory that I have been doing Abraham Hicks. It's called 10-minute morning meditation or 10-minute raise your vibration, but you'll know that you have it. Number one, because the video is like a drone over beaches and trees. And then it also, it starts with, it's a good morning. And it literally says that, like, it's a good morning. It's a very good morning. Today is a good day, or today is a good morning. And it just, it literally starts tuning you up. I literally feel like an inner smile come over my face and my whole body as I listen to this. And it just allows me to go into my day in such a higher vibe than how I wake up. And so whether it's to starting off with something like that, or maybe for you, you feel amazing when you get up and you move your body and you go for a run or a workout or a walk. I've been doing that a lot as well the last couple of days. I've been getting myself to the beach and seeing some water or the, you know, the water in one way or another. So it's just like, you know, maybe for somebody it's simply just like going outside. Well, I don't know if you're in like super cold weather here in sunny Southern California. Like just in the midday, just for me to take my shoes off and put my feet in the grass is like, oh, like I can feel my breath change. I can feel my vibration change. And it just slows everything down and it allows the creative, the, you know, that higher being, higher source, higher vibe to have more entry points to allow my body to take that in easier. So ultimately, you're just wanting to get yourself into a receptive mode. So you can't think your way through these answers. So it's like, it's not, this isn't like a mind thing where you're like, what is it that would a magical 2019 look like? And then you just like start thinking and thinking and thinking and like spinning out about it. No, it's like, when I ask you, how much do you want to make this year? What is the financial goal? You don't think your way through it. You don't go, okay, well, if I had 10 clients and I charged each client $2,000, then I would make, you know, $20,000 and I would need to do that four times and then I'd make $80,000. No, we will get to that. And that is exactly, I do walk my clients through that process, that more analytical process, because it is important in my programs, in my group programs. But for the purposes of this podcast and for this time of year and for these days, it's actually really important that you put that aside and that you allow yourself to dream first. And so that you allow yourself to really open up and be in an expansive mode and go, if anything was possible for me, if anything was available for me, if this year was just like the most magical, the highest vibe, like just felt so great, how would that look? What would that be? What would I accomplish? What would I cultivate? What would I manifest? So being that, we will, you know, get to the next step, which is really kind of getting clear and making a decision. You can hear my voice even change. Like I get a little bit more fierce when I start talking about that because there is like a, okay, like it's time. It's time to make some decisions and to get to work. And it's not that I'm not working right now. I'm overlooking content and You guys, I just okay. I'm excited about this, and then I'm gonna wrap up. I just finished editing yesterday the Permission to Prosper video series. So if you are not on that list yet, go and get yourself on it. It is going to be amazing. I've seen all of the videos now. It is a 4-part video series. Talk about giving yourself permission to dream. That's literally the first video that you will receive is permission to dream as soon as you get on the list for this. So if you want, you know, even more guidance, even more support than what I'm giving you here, I share a lot about my process with stepping into this industry and this business and really allowing myself to dream and then to take action doing it. Go get yourself that video series. So all the links for all these things will be in the show notes. You guys, I just really enjoy being here with you. I'm so excited for 2019. We are going to rock it out. Go get curious, go explore, go get yourself outside, go meditate. So enjoy your day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Have a good one.